Welcome, Jamie. Good to see you again. Thank you so much for coming. I was wondering if you could briefly tell me about Securitize again.
Yeah, of course. So essentially what we offer is a platform to do primary issuance of security tokens. And then what's really important is we have a compliance software. So if, as you want to do secondary trading of these things, we offer a full compliance solution to handle all of that.
Fabulous. It's so necessary now. And I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about the current regulations that you guys are having to implement with the STO.
Yeah, so right now we've been working primarily with Reg D and Reg S offerings, which in the US have a bunch of different kind of rules and controls. So you can only have a certain amount of investors. Those investors have to hold the securities for a certain amount of time. And then once they're done holding the securities and they start trading, there's specific rules that have to be implemented as to the type of investor that can hold it and where they're from. So for example, there's a concept called flowback. So if you issue a security in the US, you sell it to a foreign investor, it can't come back into the US until a year later. So there's a lot of kind of rules and controls that have to be implemented as part of the compliance layer.
Interesting. Well, I guess you're learning very quickly about all these things.
Yeah, I mean, luckily there's a good body of work that's out there, so we're able to kind of take advantage of it.
Right. Well, I'm looking forward to the panel. It should be great. Thanks for coming.
Yeah, thanks so much. Happy to be here.
Welcome, Josh. I saw a little bit of you won some sort of prize or acknowledgement for Harbor.
Yeah, we were recently named as one of the fintech startups to watch.
Fantastic. Great. So glad you could come tonight. I was wondering if you could tell me a little bit about what you guys do at Harbor.
Sure. At Harbor, we tokenize or digitize traditional private securities. So think an LP interest in a fund, share in a private company, share in a private REIT. And the idea is that when you digitize these, when you take these private securities that today exist only on paper and you put them in a digital format, you can unlock liquidity. You can remove all these barriers to trade. And so Harbor is a platform plus a protocol. We're a software platform to onboard, vet the investors, raise the capital, and syndicate more widely. And then we're a blockchain protocol that makes sure that this tokenized security trades compliantly every time, everywhere it trades.
Fantastic. And so could you tell me a little bit about current regulations that you guys are having to use with the STOs that are on your platform?
Sure. So the securities rules we deal with are all the traditional securities rules. There is no ambiguity to the tokenized securities that Harbor is involved with. These are all things that are unambiguously securities. So the rules are well known. There's two sets of rules. There's rules around the initial sale, the private placement. That's things like investors have to be KYC, they gotta be accredited investors. There are rules around how things are marketed. And either the issuer or a broker dealer that we partner with is the ones that's actually selling it to investors. Harbor's the technology platform. Then there are rules around how it trades, the secondary liquidity, which gets to the magic of the blockchain-based solution. You can think of Harbor there as an automated transfer agent, and we enforce all these complex rules. There's both securities laws, sort of Reg D, Reg S, rules around how it trades. There's tax rules. There's different rules by jurisdictions. And all of them really get down to the who, what, and where. Rules around who the buyer and seller can be, rules around what the capitalization table or what the trade can look like, and rules about where it can trade. And that's what Harbor enforces, are these well-known securities rules all centered around the who, the what, and the where.
Right. And one last question. What do you think are the biggest hurdles at the moment for STOs, whether regulations or just practical stuff?
Inertia.
Okay.
The old way of doing things. Uh-huh. It's the same thing. What was the inhibition to using email over snail mail? Everybody's used to paper. And in fact, emails caught on, but it took a long time before we did away with faxes. I still deal with people today, and they hand me a business card. It's got a phone number and a fax number, which amazes me. So it's going to be a long adoption curve, and we're in the early days. But what's interesting, I think, is I speak on a lot of panels like tonight with a number of other folks in the space. I don't think any of us really view us as competitors with each other. I think all of us view us as allied together and competing against the old, inefficient way of doing things.
And building a new foundation, really, for this domain, don't you think?
Yes, I think that
as a part of the pioneers building that.
That's correct. And when pioneers moved out together to settle in a new area, they all settled near each other for mutual support and aid because nobody can make it on their own.
And no, you don't have to like fight or have wars or like competitive battles because when you're building an ecosystem, you have to work together, right?
You do, and in the financial system, it takes a number of different players, all highly regulated, all with their own businesses. So you need exchanges, you need qualified custodians, you need what we call issuance platforms. You can almost think of it like as the technical component to underwriting. You need traditional broker dealers and investment banks, registered investment advisors. You need market makers. There's a whole host of folks, all of whom have a big business of their, a big lift or a big amount of work to do to make their own business. And so all of us depend on everybody else being successful.
It's fabulous. This is what I'm in this industry for, is for the community. So I really do appreciate all of your work. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Hi, Mason. How are you? Lovely to see you again.
Very good to see you as well. Thank you for having me.
I was wondering if you could tell me again a little bit about what TokenSoft does.
Yeah, so TokenSoft helps issuers of digital assets follow their compliance requirements when onboarding their investors and even after they issue their asset.
Wow, I guess it's really necessary these days too, because so many people are creating tokens and So tell me, what are the regulations currently that you're having to obviously implement and work with the STOs?
Yeah, so the ones that I'm aware of, there might be more that I'm not, are a conglomerate of securities, tax, and banking laws. So banking laws, I think of as things like KYC AML requirements, entity due diligence requirements. And the fun part about this is that they may vary from jurisdiction to jurisdiction. Every country has their own unique securities laws, and we have a lot of fun helping our clients comply with those laws.
So you'd really have to know a lot about all the international laws on securities, right?
So we're not the ones interpreting the laws, but yeah, we find ourselves learning a lot about the laws in helping our clients enforce them.
Got it. Well, I'm glad that you're doing that job, because obviously it's very necessary. Thanks so much for coming tonight, and looking forward to this panel.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Yeah.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.